Travel smart, laugh often, panic responsibly. Ever stood in an airport, train station, cruise terminal, or hotel lobby and thought, I may have made a terrible mistake? Good news, you've just entered the world of First Class Fool, the hilarious solo travel series for nervous explorers, accidental adventurers, and anyone who believes packing light is a lie invented by people with staff. Trip planning sounds tidy on paper. In real life, it is usually a strange little negotiation between your optimism, your budget, your calendar, and the version of you who thinks, I'll just wing it, is a personality trait. This episode is for the solo traveller who wants the trip to go well, but also suspects that every booking screen has been designed by someone who enjoys hidden fees and mild panic. The first rule of trip planning is to plan for the trip you're actually taking, not the fantasy version starring a person with infinite energy and a perfectly packed carry-on. That means choosing a destination that suits your confidence level, your arrival time, and your tolerance for confusion. If this is your first solo adventure, start with somewhere forgiving. Good transport links, clear signage, decent food options, and accommodation that does not require a midnight expedition with a suitcase and a dead phone battery. A trip should feel like an invitation, not a test. Next comes the money part, which is where trip planning gets very good at pretending to be cheaper than it is. The cheapest flight is often the one with the most inconvenient airport, the strictest baggage rules, and the greatest talent for turning a bargain into a logistical puzzle. The same goes for hotels, trains, cruises, and tours. A sensible plan looks beyond the headline price and asks the awkward questions. How much will luggage cost? How far is the accommodation from transport? Will I need taxis every day? Is there food nearby, or am I booking myself into a scenic famine? Good trip planning is less about saving every penny and more about avoiding expensive surprises. Then there's the practical rhythm of the journey itself. Build your trip around the first day, because the first day is where confidence either begins or briefly leaves the room. Arrive with enough time to get to your accommodation in daylight if possible. Check in calmly, charge your phone, find water and locate something edible before you try to become a local expert. The same principle applies to transport days. Know your route, know your ticket, know your connection, and know what you will do if something goes wrong. Trip planning is not about eliminating chaos completely. It is about making chaos smaller and less dramatic. Finally, leave room for the human part of travel. The best planned trip still needs breathing space. Don't schedule every hour like a military campaign against joy. Leave gaps for coffee, getting lost, sitting down, changing your mind, or discovering something better than the thing you booked 3 weeks ago. Some of the best solo travel moments happen when the plan loosens a little and you realize you're handling it. That small, quiet competence is often what trip planning is really for. So yes, plan carefully, check the details, read the fine print, pack the charger. But don't forget the point of all this, to make the journey easier, calmer, and more enjoyable. Trip planning is not about becoming a flawless traveler, it's about giving yourself the best possible chance to arrive, adapt, and enjoy the fact that you did. In fact, mean to do that.